This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Are you blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Me too. Me too. So great to hear your voice, Dr. Sheely. Anything you'd like to mention before we get started? Anything that's high on your list?
Well, I do think we need to remind people about the erratic nature of the electrical grid.
You had a number of power failures in the Springfield Village over the last couple of weeks. I've seen your emails. I could hear your frustration. I could see the smoke coming out from your area. I think that was you.
Well, you know, I mean, it happens all over the country every once in a while to bits and pieces of a community, et cetera. And, of course, if you live in a rural area, as we do and you do, you have to know that you have to have adequate backup. And I don't know what you've got a wonderful solar system, but I don't. I do have a diesel electric converter, and I've had it since 1999, and I've had to use it twice. And this summer, it's been out several times, but it hasn't been long enough to turn it on. But in case of true emergency, I mean, for instance, I have two big freezers full of vegetables that have to take me for 6 months out of the year. If the electricity went off, even in the winter, I would need to do something with all those frozen vegetables. I'd have to can them. And I could run my electric stove to can them by turning on my diesel generator.
Okay. Would you like some comments?
Of course.
Okay. All right. So here's the rub. If you, as you mentioned, the electricity will go out. There's no question about that. It's just a question of when, for how long, and how often. We know it's going to go out. The issue of the refrigerator and freezer is the one that many people have. It's quite widespread as a concern. In the winter, what you can do is you can put, if it's freezing cold outside, you can take those items and put them in some kind of a box and put them outside. But you don't want them to be on the concrete or on the grass. You want them to be where animals can't start finding them and digging into them. So if you keep them in the shade and you keep them covered up, and the weather's cold, you'll be okay. But that's not the case in the summertime. So what do? The answer is you have a generator, as you do and as we do. But you don't use it often, but you do use it. And when we lived in Virginia, the power was out for 11 days because of an ice storm. The ice got so heavy on the electric power lines, ice begot ice, and it got so heavy it broke the power lines. There's just so much weight strung across these power lines, that the overhead power lines, that they couldn't take it. So they broke. And the road was so slippery that road crews couldn't get out there. It was just maybe a quarter of an inch of ice on the roads, but on the power lines it was like an inch. Well, a friend of the family died because of no electricity. It literally froze to death. Because people who live in rural America, they're used to taking care of themselves. But they still depend on electricity for like things like water, because we have water wells. And you need 240 volts or 120 volts to run those water wells. And a lot of people have heating systems, whether they have an oil burner or a heat pump or a gas furnace. They still have blower motors that are used to circulate either the water or the air. Some of them have computer controls, and the computers will run energize relays, so the relays will come on, the pumps will come on, the blower motors will come on, and so forth. So just about everything that we use for heating, all the heating systems, require electricity, whether it's gas or propane or heating fuel or whatever. Even our outdoor wood furnace, which operates entirely on wood, still has a circulator motor that circulates the hot water into the house, and then in the house there's a blower motor. So we have two electric motors that run the heating system. Even though they're small, we still have two of them. So the idea, when you consider being self-sufficient and prepared, is to minimize your dependence on electricity. Minimize it. So what can you do if you have a blower motor or a circulator that circulates water for heat? Well, you can get an inverter. Oh, let's say a 1,500-watt inverter, and you can hook it up to your car battery using jumper cables. Literally, I've got one in our garage. It's a 1,700-watt inverter, and what that does is it converts 12 volts DC, car battery, into 120 volts AC. It's got a couple outlets on it. And I took an old pair of jumper cables, and I cut the ends off, so I have just one red end and one black end cable clamps, and the other ends I connected to this inverter, because you can buy jumper cables for $15 now, and they'll be quite adequate. And then if you have an emergency, you go to your car, you hook up the jumper cables that are connected already to your inverter, and then you've got two outlets that can power things, like a freezer, like a refrigerator, but not both at the same time. It will not power your electric hot water heater. It will not power your electric stove, but it may power your oil burner or your gas burner. So you can do that if you have prepared in advance. You've got your electric heating system. Some of them, today, they wire electric heating systems not hardwired, but they're wired with a heavy power cord. And that's usually 120-volt power cord. You can plug that into your inverter, and you're good to go. But make sure you know how this all goes ahead of time so that you're not fishing around in the dark saying, boy, I should have figured this out before. So those are my thoughts. But to minimize your dependence on the electric grid, which I suggest you do, everybody, electric stoves, they used to be great. We used to have them. But here at our farm, we now have a propane stove. And in Virginia, I got rid of our electric cooktop and in favor of a gas propane cooktop. Why? Because a cooktop can use 5,500 watts, and you won't be able to power that most of the time with a generator. Now, you might, Dr. Shealy, with your diesel generator, I haven't seen it, but I have a feeling it's big enough to do that. But most generators are not big enough to run a hot water heater, electric hot water heater, nor an electric stove, nor a heat pump, nor air conditioning.
Well, in the winter, when we had that long freeze of a week or two, we actually were able to use our electric stove and refrigerator.
That's impressive, because you must have a pretty substantial generator to do that. Because when I was in Virginia, we had a 4,400-watt, 8-horsepower, gasoline-powered generator. It was made by a company called Homelight. And it was a typical big box store style generator. And it was loud. It used a lot of fuel. It used a little over a gallon of gasoline per hour. And I had it hooked up so that I could just plug a heavy cord into it, and then I could run whatever I wanted to run on the house. So I thought, let's try this and see if it will run a 5,000-watt hot water heater. I flipped on the breaker for the hot water heater, and the generator stalled immediately. It didn't work. So then I tried, let's try one burner on the electric stove and see if that works. Turned that on, it just stalled immediately. So that was my experience with a small gasoline-powered generator and the hot water heater and the electric stove.
I think mine is a 15,000
Yeah, that's why. 15,000 watts. Yes.
Yeah.
15,000 watts. That makes sense because your stove is about 5,000 watts. So
right.
If you fire up that stove, you're only using one third of the capacity of the generator. And actually, if your generator is rated properly, you know, the way we try to rate things in the United States, not in like China or Japan, it's probably rated for actual running power. Whereas the Chinese and the Japanese rate much higher than the actual capacity of the device. So, for example, they used to have stereo systems. And we would, in the United States, we would rate ours in what's called RMS watts, root mean square watts. And the Japanese used to call theirs IHF, or peak power. Peak power is like instantaneously it might produce 200 watts for like a nanosecond. But in reality, it might produce 12 watts. Well, in America, we would say, well, it really produces 12 watts, period. We wouldn't say, well, for an instant that you'll never be able to hear because it's so short, it could produce 200 watts. So what I'm saying is some generator manufacturers lie, and I wouldn't trust the Asian manufacturers at all. Maybe Honda, maybe Yamaha. Other than that, I wouldn't trust the no brands because they tend to lie about the capacity. So what I'm saying is 15,000 watts, yeah, absolutely. That's a pretty big diesel generator. And 740, here's a way of looking at it, class. 746 watts is one horsepower. So you can do the conversion. So if it's 10 horsepower, 7,460 watts. One horsepower, 746 watts. So you've got a pretty substantial generator. You're looking at about 20 horsepower, Dr. Shuley. And that's big because that would be what the generator engine would have to produce. So, for example, if you looked at a tractor that was rated 40 horsepower, that would not be 40 engine horsepower. That would be 40 horsepower at the power takeoff at the back of the tractor. So a 40 horsepower tractor might actually be 36 or 34 horsepower. So for you to have 20 horsepower turning the actual generator by the engine, that's a pretty substantial generator. You're not going to put that in your trunk of your car.
No, it has its own little building.
Yes. That's exactly
and right. we actually built it in 1999, mm-hmm. before the 2000 fiasco.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what the brand name of it is?
All I know is, believe it or not, it does come from China. I remember that.
Okay, so you might have a China diesel.
Yeah.
Back then, there was a company in California that imported and sold China diesel generator sets. And when I say a set, what that really means is the engine, the diesel engine, connected, combined with the generator, the actual electric generator, and the control system, and the fuel tank, and the cooling system, etc. So if you have one of those, they were considered quite durable. For a Chinese product, they were considered quite durable, quite excellent, and very heavy, and they were great. They were absolutely great. And when you got them, you got spare parts with them. They were advertised on a lot of magazine covers, you know, preparedness type, Mother Earth, and so forth. Dr. Shuley and I will be right back right after these few short commercial announcements.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy. .com. His practice is in Springfield, Missouri. And if you'd like to call his office, it's 417-521. Why don't you tell us? Yeah, I dropped my card here. Yeah, what's your number?
417-351-5221.
Yeah, there it is. 417-351-5221, class. Normally I've got that memorized, but I just had a memory lapse for just a second. 417-351-5221 is the number of his clinic. Dr. Shealy, you had mentioned over the years cataracts, and we could put some drops of oil or a drop in each eye. Would you tell us, please, exactly what that recommendation is medically? Because I've gotten some questions, and I'd like our class to hear that from you.
Well, this came from my contact with Edgar Cayce and the Association for Research and Enlightenment in 1972 when I visited there for the first time. And, of course, he recommended castor oil packs on the abdomen and all kinds of other uses. But it was recommended by him, and I have been using it and recommending it for now at least 40 years. And I've had reports from scores of people that the cataracts have disappeared using that. And I've had two dog owners claim that their dogs got rid of the cataracts, and one goat owner that her goat got rid of his cataracts using castor oil in the eye. Now, I do recommend United States Pharmacopeia, that is, castor oil that you buy at a pharmacy.
Okay. And so what is the method of applying the castor oil USP?
Well, you get a sterile dropper, and you just put one drop. You open the eyelid, you hold them open, and you can see the tip of the dropper, and you just drop one drop into your eye, and that's it.
Okay, and that would be just before bedtime, right?
Well, the reason I recommend that is it does make your vision a little blurry for about a half an hour because it's an oil. It doesn't harm, it doesn't hurt, but you don't want to go walking around during the daytime with a blurry eye.
Right. Now, will we find that there's some, in the corners of our eyes, closest to our nose, will we find some crusty stuff as a result of this? Or will we find no indication that the castor oil has been there at all?
Well, to be quite honest, for the first time in 40 years, I saw an optometrist in February, and he said I had early cataracts, so I have no symptoms. But now, since late February, I have been using one drop every night in both eyes. I don't have any symptoms from it at all. After I blink a few times, I take a Kleenex and just gently wipe off any excess and go about my business.
Okay. And how long does it take to realize results doing this?
3 to 6 months, depending on how early the cataracts are.
Okay. So 3 to 6 months. Every day is, we do it once per day. Before bedtime, preferably?
Well, that's what I recommend. Now, for me, I do it in the morning, and the reason is I'm going to now spend 90 minutes doing physical exercise where I don't need acute vision, and so it doesn't bother my eyes, my vision much at all. But for most people who are going to be reading or using a computer, I wouldn't use it if you're going to do that. I wouldn't use it except in the evening.
Okay. How about vitamin B complex for vision? Is there any link between improving vision and the consumption of vitamin B complex?
Well, slight. Obviously, you've got to have adequate. But vitamin A and vitamin E are more essential for vision than vitamin B.
Okay. And what is your recommendation in the amount of vitamin A and vitamin E?
Well, I recommend astaxanthine. It's the strongest form of vitamin A. And I recommend for the average person, if you're doing just exercise, 10 to 20 milligrams, depending on your weight. You know, if you weigh 150 I would go to 20 milligrams. The vitamin E is tocotrienol, not tocopherol. And the tocotrienol is 100 milligrams of gamma delta.
Okay. And how much of that? 100 milligrams?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, vitamin E, vitamin A, and castor oil, USP, one drop in each eye when you don't have to do something that requires sharp vision for a little while. We'll be right back.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The spotlight's on President Trump in southwest France, where today the G7 summit's winding down. And the president's been talking about renewed trade talks with China, telling reporters Chinese officials called twice over the weekend to discuss renewing the talks with the administration. The president saying Beijing is actively reaching out to restart those talks and, quote, make a deal to end the trade war that's been worrying business and government leaders around the world. White House hopeful Senator Bernie Sanders challenging the Senate Majority Leader, Republican Mitch McConnell, to take up gun control legislation that's been sitting dormant.
Stop your cowardice! Have the guts to debate the issues.
He was speaking in McConnell's backyard of Louisville, Kentucky. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy is a medical doctor. Dr. Shealy, floaters in the eye, is that something that castor oil, USP, can dissolve?
That I do not know. I've heard no personal experience or a confirmation of that one.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us before we continue?
Nope, I'm open sesame.
Oh, Okay. One of the things that I do before I get into my vehicle, let's say I go to a store that has a big parking lot, and I come out of the store, and I'm going to get in my vehicle, you know, put the items that I bought in my vehicle, and then off I go, whether it be my truck or a car. I always walk around the vehicle. I look to, you know, I walk around the passenger side. I look in the front. I look under the wheels. I look to see if I have a flat tire. I look to see if any fluids have leaked out. I look to make sure that it's safe for me to get in the car and go. Back up. I make sure there's, if I'm approaching the car from the front or the truck from the front, I walk around the back. As I look at the passenger side, I look at the front, the back, make sure that I'm not going to run over anything, make sure there's no little carts, broken bottles, flat tire, whatever it is, I want to make sure that I know about it before I get in my car. I don't see very many people doing that. Because I know that if I have a flat tire, and it's entirely possible to have a flat tire, I could have ridden over a nail or a screw or, you know, some sharp thing in the road, whether it be a rock or a piece of metal or whatever. I could have had a slow leak, and by the time I get out of the store, you know, I have a flat tire. Now, the best place to fix that flat tire is right where I am, not moving from where I was. So that's why I do that. But I was wondering how your book is coming along with kinds of things like that. Isn't that common sense, Dr. Shuley?
I do. Well, I was just thinking that you are among the very, 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 very small percentage of truly conscientious people. Mm-hmm. I mean,
well,
you know,
it's not like I was born this way. I don't think. I mean, there may be some genetics involved, but I look at things that can go wrong, and I want to minimize their impact on me. And I know that it's way easier for me to change the tire right where it is, because when I park my vehicle, I park it in such a place that if I have a flat tire, I can get access to the trunk if it's a car, the under the bed if it's a truck, and the tools, and, you know, have enough room. And I try to park where, I mean, I even park uphill. So if the parking lot is sloped, I park uphill, because I know that gravity works the same way on all shopping carts, and that they will want to go toward the bottom of the hill. And so when people just leave them wherever the heck they want, I want to make sure that those shopping carts don't go flying and accelerating downhill into my car. So I park at the top of the hill, where gravity isn't going to help these shopping carts go toward my vehicle. I mean, these are just things that I do just as a matter of course, and I don't mind walking that extra distance, whatever that extra distance is, because I want to be away from people who are careless.
But, Vance, you also have good health habits.
Well, I try.
No,
I try.
Don't,
and
you don't smoke. You're not overweight. You eat plenty of fruits and vegetables. You exercise regularly. You don't have to do special exercise. You're physically active, and you sleep normally. I mean, those are the basics that 97.3% of Americans have one or less of. And you go way beyond those.
Well, and so do you, Dr. Shuley. I mean, it's so basic. It's not like you have to study a lot to just do these normal things. One of the things that I wanted to ask you about is, are you seeing this in your life? I don't mean you. I mean people who you observe. Are you seeing a lack of commitment, a lack, of course, paying attention? But let me give you an example. Let's say a person were having a barbecue. Okay? So person says, hey, I'm having a barbecue. Would you like to come on over? It'll be not this Saturday, but next Saturday at 3:00. Okay? And then you would expect something like, I'll tell you what, I think we can make it, or no, I can't make it, or you know what, I'll check with my spouse, I'll check with my wife, my husband, and I think it's good, and I'd love to be there, so yeah, you can put me down, but I'll let you know tomorrow, if I, for sure. I mean, that's kind of thing I would expect. But But what actually happens is nothing like that. You know, I'll let you know. That's kind of what happens. Would you like to come to the barbecue 2 weeks from now on Saturday at 3 o'clock, you know, at our place? I'll let you know. And then they don't let you know. Now, I haven't had one in a long, long time, so it's not like this just happened to me. But the response is, I'll let you know. But they don't let you know. So then you don't know how much food to have. So if you have a wedding and you say, hey, listen, you know, look, please RSVP, it doesn't happen. And then you don't know how many seats, and the caterer doesn't know what to do, or whoever's making the meal, or the restaurant, they don't know. And it's frustrating, because people don't want to commit. But it's not just that. It's when we had our expo. And I would say, look, we're going to have an expo in 9 months. And it's going to be at this location, and I have to commit to 46,000 square foot of space. And so if you'd like to come, I'd like to know. Well, and then we get the answer, well, I don't know. Okay, when will you know? Well, you know, call me a month before. I can't call you a month before because I have to reserve it now. I have to reserve the space now. Well, I don't know. I'll let you know. So what? and then the decorating company that provides the pipe and drape, they want to know why, because they've got some blue pipe and drape, they've got some red, some yellow, some black. And some white, and they want to know how much you need of which color. And you say, well, I can't tell you, because they won't tell me. So nobody knows. So decorators can't hold it for you. The venue, the convention center, won't hold it for you. And it's all because of the lack of commitment. And then if you fast forward that to doctor's appointments, so many of these large practices, I'm talking about hospitals and dentists and things like that, they will have their automated system call you to remind you, because people can't remember to show up for their own doctor's appointment.
Well, as a matter of fact, the day before, yes. Friday before Monday, our receptionist calls every appointment for the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And even then we have a 5-10% no-show.
And that's what I'm talking about. And is it okay when you do finally get a chance to talk to those people that didn't show? Are they bona fide reasons? Did they forget? Did they forget to set
they,
their?
They never have an excuse. And Vince, at least 60% of patients do not follow the doctor's advice. Not that I always agree with the doctor's advice, but they go there. That sometimes and often pay some kind of fee, and yet 60%. Do not follow the advice or take it the way it's supposed to.
Hmm. I got to tell you, I have almost, literally, Dr. Shulia, I'm not exaggerating, I have almost stopped giving advice. So it used to be, I'm serious, it used to be that I would see someone with a flat tire or an almost flat tire, and Or some guy in, as simple as some guy walking through the store with his shoes untied, you know, laces. And I'd say, hey, you know, your shoe's untied. And they look at me like, what's the matter with you? I know my shoe's untied. Or they would get in their car and they, you know, I'd say, you know, your tire's really low. It's really low, and it looks like your tire's going to pop off your rim. You might want to take care of that right away. They look at me and they don't say anything. They drive off. So I mean, that's two small examples. So I've now gotten to the point where I don't want to give anybody advice because they think I'm offending them or I'm inserting myself in their lives, and so I don't do it anymore. I don't have any. I just look at them and I go, "Geez, that's dumb," and I just keep going. Really, I don't want to offend them. I'm being polite. Actually, I think they're too dumb to understand what's happening. So I just go on my way. And my son said the most amazing sentence. He said, there was a television show called The Beverly Hillbillies, I think it was back in the 1960s, and it was literally about these hillbillies, and their last name was Clampett, the Clampett family. And my son said to me, we were in the vehicle over the weekend, he said, "You can't, Dad, you can't help the Clampets." And you know our boys. And so, and it's true. You can't help them because they are not interested in improving their situation. So I was just wondering, you know, if you're seeing this, and it sounds like the answer is you are. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. In other words, in my opinion, and I'm being exquisitely conservative, 80% of all illness is the result of human misbehavior, that is, lack of paying attention to normal health advice. That simple. And actually, probably another 15% or more is because of government nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you for a fact that in the 1960s, when I was a child, I would have doctor's appointments. You know, most children had doctor's appointments. And I can tell you for an absolute fact, the doctor's office never, ever called our house to say, Mrs. Finelli, your son has an appointment, you know, on Monday. Just want to remind you of that. Never happened, Dr. Shuley. Never happened. Now, if you have surgery, they remind you of surgery. And who isn't thinking about surgery that's coming up, right? You know when it's going to be. You know the date, the time, the location. If you're having surgery, you know it. If you've got a, how can you not know that you have a dentist appointment? How's that possible? How's that possible? But yet, I don't know. We have calendars here, and we actually have redundant calendars. So it's put whatever it is. If it's important, it's on the calendar. And it's on two calendars, at least, because it's important. And then we check the calendars. Now, these are not electronic calendars. These aren't things that also act as cell phones. No. These are physical calendars. So, it's a constant reminder to us. There's even a calendar on the refrigerator so the whole family can see it. So, we have our calendars as a backup and one on the refrigerator. I don't know. When we come back, Dr. Norm Shuley, would you be able to share some of your latest thoughts about your latest book, Who Killed Common Sense? And, you know, just a few highlights of the topics that are in Who Killed Common Sense. Dr. Shuley's newest book. I don't think it's hit the street yet, but pretty soon.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Looks like we're going to get a preview of some of the topics in Dr. Shuley's newest book, Who Killed Common Sense? Dr. Shuley, what number book is this, 36?
36 or 7. I forget sometimes.
Okay. So please share with us, if it's all right with you, some
of
the, you know, the highlights.
Well, I start with the common sense, the fact that the third leading cause of death in this country is the medical system. And that's published in the Medical Journal of the American Medical Association. And there's a book, of course, that came out right after that that says actually they were wrong. It was three times what it was. It really is the number one cause of death. But even if it's only number three, that's the number one. You need to be careful about everything that goes on in medicine. So the top of my list is in chronic disease, there's no circumstance under which I would even seek conventional medicine. And, in fact, this weekend, my daughter was telling me about a friend of hers who wound up without a medical advisory and unable to take care of herself. Well, I updated mine, which was officially signed in 2013, and I want to be certain that if I am unable to speak, don't take me anywhere. Let me die by myself. I don't want to go to a hospital. I don't want to be pumped full of crap at a hospital. I want to die. I don't mind dying. I just don't want to be tortured in the last days of life. Now, that's the foundation. Then, of course, we talk about how do you develop common sense, conscientiousness, if you don't have it. And I give some of the research that, and actually I'm writing a book with a couple of other friends, Dr. Abernathy, the chair of conscientious psychology. So we've got to go into that. And I have a wonderful friend way back in Virginia who writes marvelous poetry. I think, I mean, she could write 150,000 pages, I think, of wonderful poetry. And so she's going to contribute some common sense poetry. And then, you know, we talk about love and spirituality as the foundation for ongoing life.
And when you talk about love and spirituality, are you talking about, husband and wife, man and dog, woman and dog? And I mean, you know, like I have an English Mastiff, T.J., Thomas Jefferson, and he can be walking near me, and I'll say, T.J., may I have a hug? And he'll come on over, and he'll sit down next to me, and he'll wait for that hug. Are you talking about those wonderful relationships we have with our animals, that the kind of that I can go out in among the cows and I could say, come on, and they all look up and they want their hugs and they want their heads rubbed? Is that what you're talking about? All of those kinds of things as well?
All of those kinds of things. Love is the desire to like and help other people, period. That's all it is. And you need a network of friends. And a network of friends is people you know well enough that you can ask questions of if you have a problem, or just share experiences if you just want a little support. All of that things.
And do you find that there are those people who shut out everyone else's advice? And I'm talking about that network of friends where some would say, you know what, I don't want to hear what you think. I'll just make up my own decisions. Have you seen that?
Oh, yes, of course. And it is most often in people who are very depressed or very anxious. They've shut out everybody's advice except the worry warding in their own brain. And, of course, that's where detachment is so important, as you know. My favorite word, attitude in the world, is if I can't change it, who cares? Let it go.
Yeah, that's where I am. And so are you having a ceremony for those of us who have completed all the requisites for your certification in detachment?
That's a wonderful idea, Beth. I think we should have an annual detachment ceremony.
That's kind of what I'm saying. I think that would be, you know, what kind of a barbecue would that be? That'd be pretty cool. You know, so I'm really serious.
Let's do it pre-Christmas.
Yeah.
Let's start an annual thank God for my friends and our ability to detach from the world.
Yeah, from those who would be certainly willing to suck the life out of us. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, now that I rethink it one more time, I have a birthday party most December. I think we'll just do it then. The detachment party.
That sounds wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. All right, Dr. Sheeling, I'll be right. Class, you can do the same thing right in your neighborhood, right in your neck of the woods. You can have an annual one. You can do it as a barbecue. I love it. I really do. And that was not rehearsed. That was spontaneous. Dr. Sheeling, I'll be right back right after these few short commercial announcements and news. And class, Warren Wilhelm Jr., who is he? We'll tell you when we come back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.